day, the 208, Rabbi Motti Posen.
So with Elul already started, Rosh Hashanah coming up, everyone's trying to collect as many schusim as they can. Zechuis, yes. Everyone's trying to collect as many zechuis as they can. And the Rosh says, the Rosh, one of the Rishonim says, God of Ne'amokum is more choshev to Hashem. Mitzvah ben Adam lachaveroi, a mitzvah between two different people. Yoyis ben mitzvah ben Adam lamokim, more than a mitzvah to Hashem. We know there's 2,000 mitzvahs ben Adam lamokim. There's mitzvah to Hashem, tefillin, davening, sukkah, lulav, matzah. Then there's mitzvahs ben Adam lachaveroi, stokah, chesed, looking after people. And the Rosh Hashanah prefers a mitzvah of ben Adam lamokim. The simple understanding would be, because when you do a mitzvah ben Adam lamokim, you make Hashem happy. Ben Adam lachaveroi, you make a person happy and Hashem happy. So you gain twice. But every mitzvah ben Adam lachaveroi is chovav ben lamokim. The Rosh Hashanah appreciates it more, has more significance, it means more to Hashem. Now, of course, we do all the mitzvahs, we try and get as much as we can, and the mission always tells us we don't know what's big, we don't know what's small. But we try and gain as much as we can, and therefore, every mitzvah is choshev, but you would want to try and put as much emphasis as you can as on mitzvahs bin Adam, lachaveroi, especially now in Elul. People don't always realize Elul is meirotzen, meirachamim. People think it's just the lead up to Rosh Hashanah. It's as well the lead up to Rosh Hashanah. But we know it's meirotzen, meirachamim, the time when Moshe went up to Shemayim, that's the time he chose to ask Mechila, because it's a time when a person can become close to Hashem, you can ask Mechila. People sometimes wait till Hashem has made tshuva, and they do tshuva then, it's a bit of a shame, because it's like appealing a case. Much better before the case happens, you get things right, and then you come to Rosh Hashanah, you come close to Hashem during Elul, you come to Rosh Hashanah with a clean slate, and with as many mitzvahs as you can cash in before them. So with mitzvahs in Adam l'chaveroi, or mochashuv, sometimes people don't always appreciate, you can have a guy, gets up in the morning early, he wants to daven like a tzaddik, he goes to mikveh, says to Tehillim. He davens an unbelievable shachris, with his tefillin, and his Rashi tefillin, Rabbi Rutam's tefillin, he even has Rambam tefillin, and he's feeling so holy. And on the way home, his wife or someone asks him, you know, could he bring home some milk? He says, ah, I forgot. Sorry, I forgot. He says, Ben Adam Le'amokim is amazing. But Ben Adam Le'chaveroi is Chovev Yosef Le'amokim. It would seem like a shame. It should be the other way around. The Mitzvah Ben Adam Le'chaveroi should be done with such excitement, such zest. Ben Adam Le'amokim should also. Ben Adam Le'chaveroi is more Chovev. That's the one you should be more concerned and worried about. People don't mind really doing mitzvahs for Hashem. People are happy. You see a person, he buys his Arab minim, it costs him money. It doesn't bother him. But if you tell him, take the money of your Arab minim and give it to someone who's poor, not your ma'aser money. Ma'aser money anyway you give. Give your own money, £100, which is not ma'aser money, give it to someone else. A very, very hard time doing it. I should give it to him. If it's for Hashem, no problem for him. I was thinking when Rachel gave over the simonim to Leah, Chazal tell us she was embarrassed, she missed out, she gave up so much. I don't think any person would have a problem giving up everything for Hashem. People are ma'aser nefesh, people give their life for Hashem. No problem. But I should give it for someone else. Especially my sister, no way. I'm not helping. I don't want to give something to Hashem, I should give it to you. People make a fuss over £1 to someone else. For a mitzvah, no problem. We'll spend for a mitzvah to fill in £1,000, £2,000. No problem. I should give you £2,000. But really, chovav ne'amokim, much, much more. I mean, if you've got your £1,000 to fill in and you give it to someone else, again, we're not talking about mice is anyway not yours. We're talking about money which is yours. It's chovav ne'amokim more than what you spend on the mitzvah ben adam l'amokim. It's unbelievable. Someone actually asked me yesterday, he wants to, he needs money for something. He said to me, who can I borrow money off? And I don't know, it's one of these forgotten mitzvahs, lending money. It's the highest form of stocker shaykh. Chazal tell us, Shacharan brings it down, the Rambam comes to the Gemara. It's the highest form of stocker. So he went to someone, he said, I'll give you stock if you want, but I don't lend money. I couldn't believe what a funny person this is. He's got the money, he wants to give it a stocker, not to lend. That means you're taking your money, and you're compromising the value of it. You're using it for a lower level. Oh, so this person who's ever given stocker, he said, I don't lend, I give stocker. So I was going to tell the person, give the money as lending, which is the highest form of stocker. If he doesn't pay back, it's like
about the same as well.
If he doesn't pay back, you haven't lost, because you're happy to give it a stocker.
The other person held on the other person in the car that he didn't pay. It goes too much to Chennai.
Well, if you tell the person that, then he'll keep it as a matana. But think in your mind, I'm lending you money. And over time, actually, it was a famous story with one of the Gedolim that someone lent someone money, and the person came back to him after, I think it was 10 or 15 years with the money. He said to him, I long, long gave up on this money. What did I think? I thought that it was a choiv, I'm going to lend it. Eventually, I realized, you know what, it'll be stocker. I'll take off my stocker cashbook, it'll be stocker money. Now you bring it back to me, I can't take it back. You guys, what should I do? I didn't want to take stocker, I was borrowed it. I didn't manage to pay on time, it took time. But now I have it, what should I do? So you know what? You carry on the game, next person comes to you, so I'm going to lend you the money. And if the time period goes on too long, think in your mind, okay, I'll be stocker. And he said, it went on thing, I think this whole sequence of events through 12 different people. And it was, I don't know, maybe it's still going on today, I don't know. But many times people have the money, they're giving to the stocker anyway. No, I don't lend money. And it's a shame because you're taking your mitzvah of stocker and you're seriously compromising it. You're taking it down a few notches to a mitzvah of stocker instead of a mitzvah of lending. Yeah, the highest, the best thing to do with mitzvah money is to lend it. That is the top level of mitzvah stocker. The Shacharach brings down 8 levels of stocker. That's the highest form of stocker. When you give stocker, there's different levels who to give to. That's something else. Sorry? Yeah, it means lending to get a parnasa. So someone said to me yesterday, yeah, only lending so the guy can get on his 2 feet. If he borrows money to pay off a choiv, then he's not. You're not giving him the money to build him up. Okay, could be. Anytime you lend money to help the person have any financial difficulties, the mitzvah, but you couldn't argue that way, okay. But to lend money is something, one of these forgotten mitzvahs, Kestalvah's army. I don't know why it's one of these very, very forgotten mitzvahs. People, like I said, it comes to Arab meaning, it comes to matzah, it comes to tefillin, no problem. I'll spend for Hashem, but not for you. Not for you. And it's a shame because Chovev V'Amokim is much, much more choshev. Hashem says, take your mitzvahs back. I don't want you. Give it to Benotim L'Chaveri. It's a much, much higher form. Known Dosim V'Aviram, they came on Mitzrayim. They were actually, and actually the Medrash says they didn't want to come out. And they came with the Mitzrayim to fight the Eden and chase them at Kiryas Yamsuf. And all the Mitzrayim died, but 2 channels opened up in the sea for Dosim V'Aviram to walk through. That means they had come to fight Klal Yisrael and to help the Mitzrayim attack them and bring them back. And all the Mitzrayim died. And they felt really stupid. Everyone's dying. And there they are alive. And there's 2 channels through the Yamsuf just for them. Why were they zoicha to a channel just for them? It just says, because we know Mitzrayim, they didn't want to hit another yid. They've been odm l'amokim. I can't even say it was down in the gums. It didn't exist. They've been odm l'chaveres on the highest level shaykh. They were careful with other people. They were mechavet other people. And therefore, before we go to Yom HaDin, these mitzvahs of helping other people, chesed, looking after people. A person will give an hour for shachris, but you won't give 5 minutes to help someone else. It seems like such a stira. Okay, you should be giving much more time for an Odom L'Chaveri and Odom L'Mokhe. I'm not saying stop in Odom L'Mokhe. I'm saying put the emphasis on Odom L'Chaveri is something that always could do with improvement. Now, the mitzvah I want to talk about today is not about Ben Odom L'Chaveri, it's about one of the mitzvahs Ben Odom L'Chaveri. And as we said, every Ben Odom L'Chaveri is also Ben Odom L'Mokhe, so you cash in twice, has much more value. It's a mitzvah which the Rosh says is Mukhaviv, and therefore Ben Adam L'Chaveri is Ben Adam L'Chamokim as well. Obviously you have to have kavana for it. Sometimes a person will give, just like a goy would give charity, you give charity, that's with no machshava, it's a lesser mitzvah, it's got to be machshava. I'm doing it as a mitzvah, the Rebbein Shalom said, that's my mitzvah. The mitzvah I want to talk about today again is a very forgotten mitzvah, and the mitzvah B'yoymoy Titzin Schari. There's a mitzvah D'araisa to give money to pay workers on time. Not only that, there's a lav as well. Not often do you find a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to shake lulav. There's no lav. And if you don't shake lulav, you lost a mitzvah say, which is quite bad. If you didn't want to fill in, you lost a mitzvah say. There's no lav. Here there's a mitzvah and a lav. There's b'yom tzitzin schari, and there's lo yisol lepula socha itchad boike. There's a lav as well. So the classic case: you come home late at night from chasna, and your babysitter's there, and she says, "How much is it?" She says, "I don't know, £8." I say, "Ooh, nothing on me at the time." Talk about, yeah, COVID class. No, there's nothing on me. I'm really sorry. I may not pay you tomorrow. So you've done Isidar Aysel, and also you've lost the Mizdar Say.
No,
though, she's Moshe. Oh, now, the Chavos Chaim brings down, Shulchan Aruch discusses, if she's Moichel, there's no problem. Now, the Chavos Chaim goes to the length to explain the Mechil is going to be Mechila. If you have, a class example, a 14, a 15-year-old girl babysitting, and you say to her, "I've got no money, I'm sorry, can I pay you tomorrow?" Now, what are her options? She can scream and yell, but she's not going to do that. Let's say she's not Moichel. So what would she say? No, I want collateral. Give me your... She's not going to do that, right? She'll say, sure, no problem. Now, of course, she doesn't mean no problem. So you guy comes, the guy punch him in the nose. Say, are you Moichel me? If not, I'll punch you. Yeah, I'm Moichel you. Okay, good. Look, I'm Dasha. The guy told me he's Moichel. You know and I know, obviously, you're not Moichel. This girl didn't have a choice. If you would say to her, do you prefer it now? Of course I prefer it now. Are you Moichel? She'll say, do I have a choice? So that's of course not mechila. So when you say only a moichel, the case, the example of Shulchan Aruch with moichel is when the guy doesn't ask you for the money.
Moichel completely. She would wait till tomorrow.
No, Chofetz Chaim says the moichel will be moichel completely. She's happy to wait. No, no, mechila to wait tomorrow completely. But if they're not happy, Chofetz Chaim says if they stand near you, they come to you ask me. They say the job's done. She says, thank you very much. Now, Chofetz Chaim says, he's not saying the job's done. He's saying, where's my money? He's embarrassed. So such a case, Chofetz Chaim says, that's not mechila. Anytime. Yeah, but you say, I'm sorry, I've got nothing on me, I've got no cash. Avad, you have to. But if you ask her, you're an older person, she's a little girl, she feels intimidated, she's not going to make a fuss. But of course, she wants you to go and find the money. So Chofetz Chaim says, Avad, you have to go and borrow. He says, you've got something, you have to sell it. You've got a Mizner Isa. And if a guy came, was an Alpha Shkia, he didn't have to fill him. So I'm sorry, go to your neighbor, borrow, beg, steal, sort out, it's your mitzvah. Guy came to Sukkos, I forgot to buy a lulav. Okay, too bad, I won't have a lulav this year. He'll arrange it. Now that's Mrs. Asay. Here's a lav. And again, the Chofetz Chaim says, go, Mechila be Mechila Gemur. She says, no problem, I'm happy maybe tomorrow. And he says, the only way to know is that the person doesn't ask you for the money. Then you know. They come to your house, Lamashal, the best example is, they want to do something when they don't see you. They fix your garden gates, right? They're not in your house, they're in your garden gates, you don't even bump into them. And then you come home and the job's done. You don't hear from him, you don't know anything, and 2 weeks later you get an invoice. That's Mechila Gemura. Because he never...
That's the normal way of doing business, though,
isn't it? Right, that's the normal way of doing business. And he's telling you, I'm happy to do it normally, I'm not in a hurry, no problem. But if the Chosav says, if they stand near you, or they're there, if they say... Yes, we're going to get to the detail in a minute. But first we want to say the Mechila. Mechila's got to be that you're sure that the attacker do not want the money. When you say, I haven't got the money, that's not Mechila. You think, I don't have the money, what do you want me to do? So you say, do you know what? Don't pay me then, pay me tomorrow. But it's very hard to call that Mechila Gemura. Actually, I had a babysitter buy me once. And I came in for the chasna and it was stuck at £8. And I looked around and all I had on me in cash was a £50 note. So I said to take the £50 note and drop the change in. I said, you're shookish, you won't drop the change in. I said, so what? It cost me £42. I think it's the cheapest mitzvah I've done all day. £42. Do you know what my Arab minimum cost me? Do you know what my matzah cost me? £42. Firstly, she'll probably pay. But even if she doesn't, I get a mitzvah, I'm not even allowed. How much money would you pay to avoid eating a cheeseburger? You're paying more than £42, I should assume. So here as well, I paid £42. What a joke. The Bible says she dropped the money the next day. But the mitzvah's there and the lav is there. To avoid it is only if you know there's a proper mechila. The best example, we said the guy doesn't ask for the money, he says, I'll send you an invoice, and it doesn't come for 2 days. You know that he doesn't need the money till then. But until you are sure, the girl might be moichel. She might say, no problem, I've got tons of money at home, I trust you, no problem, it could be, I don't know. But you have to be sure you're dealing with a lav. Someone brings you, someone knocks on your door, drops you some food, he says, kosher, it's not. The guy says, I'm not telling you. You wouldn't need to, it might be also. Here as well, it's got to be a mechila, unless you know there's a problem. Mechila, so you're over the lav. Oh, Chazan discusses Shabbos, we're talking about when they finish just before Shabbos. Yeah, so it happens like this. Whenever there's a skoma, how it works, means there's a very basic system. The best example to talk about is invoice. A proper company that gives invoices, so the guy does your job, and he comes running over to give him money, he doesn't work like that. You get an invoice, meaning it's called the Yom HaShuk. The Yom HaShuk is, everyone knows, it's the second Tuesday in the month, that's when everyone has money, that's payday, that's how the system works. Then you can rely, that since that's the system, when I employed you to do my account, I employed you to sort out my whatever it is, where it's a proper company, then you know and I know it works with the invoice. That's the Yom HaShuk.
A company doesn't pay, it's not be able to pay by a company.
Oh, when you get the invoice, why is it not be Yom HaShuk? Why is it no? If it would be Yom HaShuk, I'd get a mitzvah. But why is it not be Yom HaShuk? Because the invoice is normally never sent on the day of work. It could be, but usually, until they get around to the finance department. Now, B'yom is only on the day of the labor. So if you get someone to do a job for you, and they send the invoice the next day, there's no B'yom. Because it's not the day of the labor. It's got to be the day of the actual work. If it's not the day of the work, then there's not B'yom. There's one exception. The exception is by something like a dry cleaner. You go to the dry cleaners, and they are holding your item. As long as they're holding your item, they have collateral. So even though the labor was the day before, Sorry, bad example. Even then, it's also not B.A.M.A. We'll get to directly soon. I don't want to confuse. Let's go very, very straight. The invoice has to come on the day of the labor. If it doesn't come on the day of the labor, there's no B.A.M.A. So, and if it's normal practice waiting for the invoice, no problem. That is the mechila. The whole thing works with mechila. How does the mechila work? I know and you know it works with the invoice. Or I know and you know it gets paid at the end of the month. That means the whole setup is a setup of mechila. The classic example of biyomai is going to be like a babysitter, an odd job man comes to the house to fix something, someone who hasn't got a big company. He works, he'll text you later in the day, it was £100 like that, but not a proper invoice. Those are the classic cases of biyomai. It's not a company.
You give a babysitter a candlestick, say they go home.
Yes, the whole time is you can give collateral, but again, it can't be a joke. It's got to be something that I don't know if you want to stick, so I have nothing to do with it. But if it's something that makes sense...
I'm paying up.
Yeah, so it's got to be something that they would use and something they can sell.
Does the parent have cancer?
I don't know. Could be. I'm trying to wonder how she would go about selling it. Chos Chaim says as well, I was talking to someone yesterday, he said, if you've got something in your house, you can sell, you have to sell. So someone told me, everyone's got something to sell. Find something in your house to sell? I don't think that's true.
Okay,
you can't just sell something. You have your candlesticks, try and sell them. And Chos Chaim says, you don't need to drop the value. They're worth £300, so he says, a small amount is done for £250. But you don't have to sell the candlesticks for 50p, of course you'll sell them. But within normal realm, how would you go about selling it? Take time, you put up signs, contact people, they check it out. So it's very hard to say, a person will always manage to sell something. It's not true.
Parent has been there before that she can spend now.
So the boys can discuss checks, credit cards, how they work.
Bank transfers.
So there's two things always. There's the mitzvah and the lav. The lav, as long as they have their money in any form, you're not over. Because no is in collateral. A check they can hold on to and is theirs to use, may take a day, but they've got something. The mitzvah is only if you properly give them money. So is a check proper money? So that the boys can discuss, could be or could be not. But the main thing to know is you haven't got a lav. Do you have the mitzvah? The way to guarantee you've got the mitzvah is only with cash, then you're guaranteed. Anything else is already machloikas. So I'm not saying you don't have it. I'm saying it's totally machloikas. How do you view all these different things? Transfers better, because it's probably in their account. So someone asked me a great shayla. Someone finished a job for them. This is a brilliant shayla. He finished a job for them. He texted them, it was whatever, £200 the job. So the guy said, no problem, what are your bank details? He said, these are my bank details, you can transfer. But I prefer if you give me cash, even if it takes you a few days. So now, I can't get cash today for whatever reason. So I can only get cash tomorrow. So do I give cash tomorrow or transfer today? If it's my mitzvah is transfer. Oh, so there's definitely no lav. The lav's gone. But we said the mitzvah, the mitzvah is still available. If you get it, you get it. You don't. So there's no lav, lo solim bula soche, no problem. But if you would manage to give him the money today, even if it's moichel, you'd have a mitzvah. So I say, look, I want to be selfish. I want a mitzvah. I'll transfer. You don't transfer. Too bad, it's my mitzvah, not yours. Or do you say, it's like the guy goes to a wicked cholim and the cholim is sleeping, so wake him up, I came to visit you, I have a mitzvah, you're sleeping. But maybe no, the Torah says, no, not a sale, only labor. Labor or rental. If you rent a car, a person, the Shulchan Aruch, an animal, or a kelim, you borrow simcha stuff, anything you borrow is the same thing, borrowing or labor, not for purchase. If it's a mixture, then it is biyomai, because there's the labour aspect. If it's split, then you could say, you know, it's £200 for labour, £100 for rental, then it could be paid just the labour part, for biyomai. If it's one big price, there's labour involved, then it's biyomai. So the bank transfer is the best of all three, of checks or cards or anything like that, it's the best, because he's got the money. But some say that, where's the money? Show me. He's got a way to pull out cash. The argument for Fakir is that, what's cash? No one uses cash, everything's transfer. So look how it works. Others who say it could be better cash, that's the best. So cash is the best, then transfer, and then checks is the question how checks are used. Especially here with
this.
Sorry?
So Friday night.
Oh, so Shabbos, because I know you know the Shabbos, so that will be almost the next, the month Shabbos. Yeah. Whenever there's Yom Tov or something happens, so anytime there's a Oinus, then there's no Biyomis.
Paying in advance, does that help you or not?
Oh, paying in advance is not good. Because biyomai has to be the end of the work. The chiv kicks in once the work's done. Therefore, I had actually a worker by me, and I had to go out, and it was winter, shkir was whatever, 4 o'clock. I wanted to pay him for shkir, he told me he'll finish 3:30. I had to go out. So I left them, I said, how much will it be? He said, between 60 and 150. Depends how long it takes me. So I left 150 on the table. I said, take what you want. The man took the 150, obviously. He took the whole lot. But I don't know, he can argue, that's how long it took him, I don't know, maybe the money was there, and he told himself that obviously he's allowed it. But again, if you lost 50, 60 quid over a mitzvah, ISIS, again, it's a cheap one, but that's how you do the mitzvah, you leave it, I told him, it's not, don't touch it till he's done. I don't lose out my mitzvah. So if you're not finished, you're going to finish off tomorrow, then I'm going to pay you tomorrow. I don't give you my mitzvah because you want the money now. You take the money when the job's done, but not before, not after, not too late.
You ask the worker the bill, he said, I'll give you tomorrow.
Yes, that is the best of all mechila. So again, if you'd pay him now, you'd get a mitzvah. But there's no chiv too, there's no lab, you potter to pay him till you get the bill. Why? Because he's told you, I do not want the money yet. And you can't pay me till I tell you how much it is. And I'm not discussing how much it is. So there is a shitaram to a guy as well, but my stachron point out, it doesn't mean that. So the chayr is only to a yid. If someone's chayr for a guy, it could be as a maila, but the chayr is only by a yid.
The logic on Viyoma is, if you can see a logic on that, I've done my work, I've need to be paid today.
Right.
In the case of the invoice, where you say, he says, I will send you an invoice, my invoice goes out in 10 days' time. That's
a very good argument. People want to say that you have moved the biyomei. Lemaisa, the Gemara explains you can't move biyomei. There's no chiyuv biyomei. Biyomei is on the day of labor or it disappears, but you can never move a biyomei. Except the case of Shabbos may be different, but normally you can never move a biyomei. Even Shabbos, could be there's no biyomei, there's no issa. Biyomei is the day of labor. If it's not the day of labor, there are many times there's no shach to pay on the day of labor, like an invoice. The invoice comes tomorrow. What should I do? So then, okay, no problem. Or the case of, had a few other cases where biyomei didn't apply. He tells you, the case back to dry cleaners. Dry cleaners is a bit more complicated, but very basically, he tells you your suit's ready on Tuesday. So because he holds your suit, there's no issa. So fine, I'll come on Friday, I need my suit for Shabbos. Again, there's no biyomei. But you're allowed to delay because he held collateral. But biyomei is the day of labor, I didn't get the day of labor. So there's no issa. Oh yeah, very good. If you haven't finished the job properly, we haven't discussed the money, busy fighting it out. Is it £100? Is it £90? Then again, there's no biyomei because it's not shaykh to pay. The difference is, if he hasn't finished the labor, I tell him, no, I want a bit more, he does it tomorrow, biyomei will be tomorrow. But if you're fighting over the money, the labor's finished. So there's no chiv to pay you, but you don't get biyomei. By the time he says 2 days, biyomei is always the day of labor. But you can avoid the issa and avoid the being over on the assay if there's no reason to pay it. There's no invoice, you haven't finished fighting how much it is, you didn't collect the item, then you don't need to pay. So that's what I'll say. The classic example is someone comes to the house to fix something, or a babysitter, someone with a one-off small job, and it's something they do, they come and go, it's not a company. That's the classic case of biyomei, where there'll always be biyomei. What was the case? Yes. You can't know. If they say Wednesday, it could be they finished Tuesday. Wednesday means Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, it's ready for pickup. Then there won't be biyomei. But again, there's no issa. Because they're holding you. You've lost your mitzvah. It's too bad you lost your mitzvah. But there's two things. Well, you want to get the mitzvah, but more than I want to make sure I'm not over anything. So you look at the first thing is, I'm not over. Okay, you can breathe again. Now, do you want to get a mitzvah? Sometimes they shech, sometimes it's not shech. So by draglings, if they finish the labor on Tuesday, you fetch it Wednesday, then it's not shaykh to get biyomei. Okay, but you haven't got any issa. You could, people try and be clever sometimes, and they give the money up front, say, I don't want it to be used. Usually the guy says, leave me alone. But anyway, someone who's easy, and he says, you know, you can work it out, and it's all people who are aware of this. I mean, you go to anyone there, everyone wants to go to a barber, and he was all busy, and it was 25 shekel, 20 shekel on me. So firstly, I'm going to reduce the price to 20, so you get biyomei. Now, I'm going to lend you 5 shekel. Because Allah says, my mechila doesn't work, you've got 25, pay me. And now, when you pay me back, you get another mitzvah of paying back your choyv. And I got this because Allah's army. Because one haircut, so many mitzvahs, this is unbelievable. So, you don't always get that here. It's hard to get that more. But, if you're aware of it, you have to always watch out. The first is not to be over on anything. You don't have any isurah. And if you get the mitzvah, be over, great. But you don't be over any lav, where there's a chiv to pay, and you've delayed the payment. So, the very basics of biyomei we don't yet discuss. What is biyomei? How does it work? The answer is, if you finish in the day, biyomei is in the day. If you finish in the night, biyomei is in the night. If it's a job that takes the entire day, so biyomei is the entire night. A job the entire night, biyomei is the whole day. People do night nursing. Look after a baby at night, and they finish, it's very tight in England with Alois. You've got to get for Alois. Alois could be, the job finishes at 8 o'clock, 8:02 is Alois. So what do you do then? So you give them the money the night before and say, look, I want to get biyomei. 8 o'clock is yours. That's the time you're allowed to leave. And then I catch Alois. If you don't give it, you have his daraisa. So you could say they're moichel because they're not running up to you and asking you for the money and it's not shared. It could be not. If it's 10 minutes, quarter of an hour, half an hour, could be they're out there. The guy hasn't paid. Okay, so you're not sure how much the mechila is. So if his mom is not shaykh, you can say maybe it's machila. But if it's shaykh, you want to always be aware. Shkia and Allah, well, shkia, no, it's really nacht. We don't know shkia nacht. It's always a suffix. The shevaleva, the tshuva guy finishes after shkia. Shkia is 7 o'clock, nacht is 8 o'clock. He finishes half past 7. He says, get the money to him as fast as you can. But in Shmosh, it's a suffix. Any second could be nacht. You don't want to be over. So then, again, the 8th is to get the money beforehand. Say, it's not yours till you're done. The minute you're done, kicks in, it's yours. Then you've cleared yourself any issa, and you got the mitzvah. So as we were saying, the issa, Rambam says it applies to goyim, the Chareim says it doesn't mean that. So Pash is only Yidden. Someone who gives a goy, there might be a mitzvah according to the Rambam, Pash is not, but it's up for debate. But straight up, most of Rishonim says the Rambam hold, all Rishonim says the Rambam hold, it's only by Yid. Someone who's got money that he wants to lend, he wants to give to the stocker, and you have B'yoyimoy, for sure, you don't get stocker, you don't lend mitzvah, you don't buy any mitzvahs, you want to buy your Arab meaning, your matzah, you can't spend any money. You've got to have this money kept for the guy that's doing the job, because you know he's going to ask you for the money soon. Tonight is a shiur, end of the day about mincha. If you've got mincha who's paying, which is, I don't know what he's going to say, wait and see tonight, it's the same thing. You can't do anything, you can't compromise this money for any other mitzvah. You owe the money, it's a choiv, and you got mitzvah daraisa and it is a daraisa as well, not to pay on time.
Yeah,
B'yoyimoy is a bit like B'dikas as well. We go with the 24-hour period. If you want to daven early, someone actually told me last night, someone did a job for him, and he came around to pay them Friday afternoon. Firstly, the Chofetz Chaim says, he says, you never see a person, 5 minutes before shkia, didn't want to fill in. Or fans don't scared, didn't shake lulav. Why not? We would have wanted to do the mitzvah. Reason, Magdivim, Shofar, we don't do Jach, we do a Musaf, but we do even before Musaf. Every mitzvah as soon as you can. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you have the Yoimai, run around now. Why are you waiting? You should do it as fast as you can. You got mitzvah. I remember I had a babysitter, I didn't pay in the day, and I ran home in the middle of Kodal, and my wife said, why are you not in Satan? I said, I am, but I've got the Yoimai. Do I have a choice? So imagine I didn't want to fill in. What would I do? I would leave learning and go, want to fill. It's the same thing. What is that important? Yeah, it's a mitzvah da'isa. It's an issa da'isa as well. For sure, it's people sometimes forget the severity. So he's telling me that he realized Friday afternoon he hadn't paid. So he ran around to the person's house, and there were a couple of shabbos ready. So he said, the wife opened the door, and she said, I can't take the money from you. So he said, you know what, I'll put it down, and you got your chotz's koina. Okay, you got shabbos, a kid on shabbos, place the shabbos, that worked. Lemay said, you should not have left it to that. But at least then he put it in the house and said, look, chotz is koyna bal karachach if it's zochin l'odom. And at least like that, I paid you. I don't know if it really works for Shabbos, he can't do a kinyan. So I don't know if they want to be koyna on Shabbos. But it's the best he can do. But you don't want to leave it for the time that the guy was making late Shabbos. It's been a bit early Shabbos and he messed up. You want to try and get the money as fast as you can on time. Someone actually going to give a shia. This person went to the airport. He was flying with his whole mishpacha to Eretz Yisrael. He had together 8 of them and they were flying to Eretz Yisrael. And he took a Yidshu taxi, he came to the airport. He has got no cash. Got no way of paying the taxi driver. He said to the guy, do you want your money? He said, sure, man. He said, can you not wait? No, I need it now. I've got to fill up petrol. I was relying on this money. So he gave all shit. Does he have to miss his flights? We know every miss the Raisa. You've got to go home and give your money. If you're flying to Israel, your home mishpacha, you probably got 5 times the value of the tickets somewhere. So therefore, do you have to miss your flights? Your entire family, you got, I don't know, £2,000 of flights, whatever it is. Maybe you're going to miss the whole lot. So you go back home, get cash and pay him. Lebai said, there's a kiveg about it. Do you have to spend the chomish on bimbin adam lachavera? You got the shayla, I find your pen. The only way to get your pen back to you will cost me £50. The pen costs 10 pence. Do I have to spend £50 on the chomish of my money? Kiveg discuss with you, do or don't, passionately, you don't, because it's not worth the value of the item. But to bring across the point of bioime, it's got to be that if you have a mitzvah to do of bioime, very nice, you got tons at stake. You miss a day of work, you miss money, you miss your flight. Bioime, bioime is bioime. And again, as we said, not only the mitzvah of bioime, you got the lab as well. Is there ice? I'm not paying.
Have you? Have to know you're giving it back to pay them. Just like put 3 letter boxes in the
That's a good child. Because if it's toilet and him being happy to be paid, he doesn't know. That's a good child. I'm not sure. How does it work if he doesn't know? That's a good point. Chofetz Chaim ends off, finally, one last point. He says, the best answer is, you tell the person beforehand that I might not pay you, but I might pay you the next day. What's that help? That helps that you've got no issa now. You've got no issa of matlase, you've got no issa of losing of the lab. No problems at all. The only problem is you may have lost your mitzvah. Yeah, you agree, there's no problem. But if you would pay him, you get B'yoimai. So even if you do this today, you've cleared off any potential problem. But still pay him if you can. Because if you pay him, he's looking at a mitzvah. Like someone told me, he tells his kids, there's no kibbutz avdu, you like. I don't want my kids to do an aveirah. I'm makpid. Who knows what will happen? There's some macheh, it's the raisa. They won't talk to me respectfully. It's the raisa. It's not worth it for them. So on the other hand, if you're moichel, you've taken away all their mitzvahs. So what do you do? How do you get the balance? You tell the guy, I'm paying you late. Okay, phew. No issa, no wetel asay, I'm potter. But you've not lost the mitzvah. So here is better, because here, if you pay biyomi, he's looking at biyomi. So you tell the guy beforehand, I may not pay you on time, is it okay? And if the guy, if you see a guy stuck, he needs the job, says, sure, he has no choice. Again, it's a soft give that mechila works, Chos Chaim says. But if he says, no, sure, fine, take, everyone pays me late, no problem at all. Which is great, another big minig in Manchester, or maybe it's around the world, I don't know to pay late. He speaks to any person who does jobs. I was talking to as met a person in the Shom Zoch a few weeks ago, does a certain line of work, I won't say what it was, in case you work out who he is. And he told me the average payment is about 6 months late. I couldn't believe that. Because he actually, the job thing, I've transferred the money. He gives me, I think he's the first guy to pay so far. I said, Biyomi, don't have a choice. Gradually, he sent an invoice, so you got the question how it works. I asked him at the time, he said, no, the invoice tag came late, so it could be it wasn't Biyomi. But people take a pay late. So Chos Chaim says, please off any other. Say, look, I might not pay you on time, fine. And it's taka mechila good. But then he said, you want to have the mitzvah, go ahead and pay on time, and you get a mitzvah that I said, Biyomi, it's